It's now time for Kevin McCabe and Friends, presented by the Law Offices of Lerner and Rowe. Kevin McCabe and Friends is the number one individually hosted local afternoon sports talk show in the Valley. And now, your local sports authority, Kevin McCabe.
It is 2:04 on a beautiful Monday afternoon here in the Valley. Welcome back to the second hour of McCabe and Friends, presented by Lerner and Rowe. It's Kevin McCabe, your longtime voice of Arizona sports, serving up the show on a Monday from our studios here in the East Valley at Horn Kia, North Arizona Avenue in Gilbert. And we have some breaking news. It was announced just a little bit ago at Grand Canyon University that they have a new baseball coach, so the new head baseball coach, just the fourth in the history of this great school that has gone to a whole new level now in college academia and doing it with intercollegiate sports. And that new head coach is kind enough to join us here on the show. And it's exciting for me because he's not only a friend, but a guy who comes with great pedigree, great background in baseball, and he's just a flat-out good guy. He's Andy Stankiewicz, the new head baseball coach at Grand Canyon University. Andy, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you today?
Kevin, I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Well, yeah, tell me about it. How exciting is this? And I know you've done it all in baseball, but to get an opportunity like this at a great university like Grand Canyon, put into words what this day means to you to become part of and it is the great tradition that is GCU.
No question. Yeah, you hit it. You know, it's just the fourth head coach that's been at this this great university, and it's been historically, it's been a fantastic baseball program. A lot of people have done it real well before me here, obviously, and I just hope to prove them proud. You know, it, like you said, it's a great opportunity. I live here in the Valley. I've lived here since '94, and the Valley has grown tremendously, and it's grown obviously very strongly in baseball, high school baseball, junior college baseball, and you know, it's a great day because I'm thinking, okay, we've got U of A and ASU, two obviously great Pac-10 baseball programs, but exciting to get Grand Canyon University involved in that as well.
Absolutely. He's Andy Stankiewicz, our good friend, a former Diamondback. He played here with the Arizona Diamondbacks, former Yankee great. He was an assistant at Arizona State University. What are the goals and hopes, or what will your philosophy be when you take the baseball field, when you take over the helm of this team?
Well, the goal, obviously, is to win a national championship. I mean, I can't that's always got to be at the forefront. That's what we've got to strive to do, and now, not later. Our goal is to win. And you know the university is outspoken and trying very aggressive, trying to become a Division I program. And if that happens, great. You know, but in the meantime, we're a Division II, and we're gonna our goal is to win a Division II national title. And then obviously, if the Division I thing comes in, then your goal is to win a Division I national title. I don't know any other way to do it than just to be the last team standing at the very end of the season.
I love those kind of goals because that's what I've stressed and emphasized in this show is that has to be the goal. You say, hey, we just want to make the playoffs. We want to get – guess what? That's what you'll do. You say, I want to win championships. That's what you strive for. He's Andy Stankiewicz. A unique situation there at Grand Canyon University, a unique Christian campus atmosphere, online school, great academia. How challenging, how hard, or maybe how easy, because there's such a great blend of baseball players who believe that way. Will it be in recruiting and keeping players from the Southwest home?
Well, I think that's part of the goal. You know, when I was at Arizona State, you saw a lot of players that I recognize as nice players, Division I players. But maybe, you know, when I was at Arizona State, maybe we already had that position or we had some depth there. And I thought, it's just not the right fit at the right time. And those guys end up going to the Midwest, you know, or deciding to play for a junior college locally or out of state as well. And you're like, well, you know, why can't we get those players to buy into what we're doing here at Grand Canyon University, you know? And so that will be, I'm not afraid, certainly not afraid to recruit with the ASUs and the U of A's. The issue there, obviously, is we're just a Division II. And so if a young man's got Division I aspirations and it's that or nothing, then we might be in trouble. But, you know, our goal will be to try to get him and the parents here in the Valley to realize that this is a wonderful program. It's a wonderful school, like you mentioned. It's a Christian university. I love what it stands for, you know, as far as character and leadership, and these are all areas that I think that myself and the staff that we'll put together will be able to help these young men grow, you know, not just on the baseball field, but to grow, you know, emotionally and spiritually. That's always going to be to the forefront of what we're trying to accomplish within the baseball program.
And you don't need to hear it from me, but I ditto that. But I love this as a perfect fit because I've always loved what you stood for as a father and a husband and as a teacher. Obviously, you played Major League Baseball, and you played for some of the greats and the Yankees and with the Diamondbacks, but you do it the right way. So I'm really excited for you. You're a friend, and I think it's an exciting day. And just mention the names Tim Salmon or Colin Curtis or Cody Ransom. You guys can play this baseball over there at Grand Canyon University, and I'm really excited for you. When do you hit the streets running? When will things happen? What's the next step?
Well, I'll meet with the players today, and they have a week to play in their season. So it's a good chance for them to kind of get to know me. I'll watch them this final week. Coach Bethel and the staff here have done a great job, you know, in interim. Have done a fantastic job with the players, and we'll continue to let them finish out the season, and then making phone calls today at lunch about possible assistant coaches. So that's already begun, and that's great. That's what I want. That's what I'm excited about doing. I'm excited about just diving into this program and doing it well and doing it in a way that the university is proud of.
How about the family? What's your wife and kids? Are they cool? They're going to be wearing purple and silver. It's
funny. I told my youngest that I was taking this position here, and he started chanting Omaha, and I said, well, son, remember this is Division 2, so Division 2 doesn't go to Omaha, but it will someday. And so,
yep, you will.
Yeah, he was excited. They're all excited. They know that it's a chance, hopefully, for me to see them more. And you know, the recruiting is the recruiting, and it's busy, you know. But at least I'll be traveling home, you know, for the most part every night and seeing them every evening. But I'm blessed because my wife she's very supportive. She comes from a sports-minded family. Her father played football at Oklahoma State, and so she gets it. She knows that this is my passion, is teaching baseball and helping young men grow up, and she couldn't be more excited as well.
Well, I'm one of your biggest fans. Stanko, go right to work, and I look for great things for you and from Grand Canyon University. Congratulations. Enjoy the day, and we'll be talking with you plenty over the next few months and certainly next year, okay?
Looking forward to it, Kevin. Thank you for having me on your show.
He's Andy Stankiewicz. He's the new head baseball coach at Grand Canyon University, making an announcement today, just the fourth baseball coach in that. It's a long-standing tradition of baseball there on the west side, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. Brazel Field, and obviously it grew up under Brazel, and now it has matured and ready to go to the next level with Andy Stankiewicz, and an exciting day.